आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय शरण्या। नेशनल इन्वेस्टिगेशन एजेंसी फॉर्मली अरेस्टेड तहावूर हुसैन राणा द की कॉन्स्पिरेटर इन डेडली 26/11 मुंबई टेरर अटैक्स लास्ट इवनिंग इमीडिएटली आफ्टर हिज अराइवल इन न्यू दिल्ली। Following his successful extradition from United States, Rana was escorted to New Delhi by teams of NSG and NIA, comprising senior official, on special plane from Los Angeles. The NIA investigation team at the airport arrested Rana, a Canadian national of Pakistan origin living primarily in Chicago, soon after he emerged from the airplane. After completing all the necessary legal formalities, he was taken for medical examination and was produced before special NIA judge in Patiala House Court late in the night. BJP said the extradition of Tahawur Rana is a big step taken for ensuring a coming closer to justice, not just for 138 Indian victims, but victims from other countries. Addressing the media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Shehzad Poonawalla said the country's security agency have achieved great success. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh today. He will lay foundation stone and inaugurated various development projects worth over 3,880 crore rupees in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. This project include infrastructure development and road connectivity in Varanasi. Later in the day, Mr. Modi will travel to Madhya Pradesh and perform darshan and puja at Guruji Maharaj Temple in Isaghar. He will also participate in public program at Anandpur Dham and address the gathering on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, currently on the official visit to Slovakia, inaugurated the Slovak-India Business Forum in Bratislava. The event was also attended by Slovak President Peter Pellegrini and Slovak Foreign Minister Juraj Pranar. President Murmu highlighted the forum as a key opportunity to build partnership and turn business prospect into the real collaborations. She said the forum serves as an excellent platform to explore synergies and build mutually beneficial partnerships. The president urged business leader to seize the opportunities and convert this into concrete results. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah has said that Modi government is mowing down drug cartel with full might. In a social media post lauding the effort of agency, Mr. Shah said, in a vision to build a drug-free Bharat, country's agency have launched massive operations strangling drug cartel and seized 30.4 kilograms of methamphetamine tablets worth 24.32 crore rupees while arresting three people in Assam. He added that the government's offensive against drug will continue with ruthless force. The Home Minister congratulated the Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, Assam Police and the CRPF on this major breakthrough. Union Minister Ashwani Vaishnav has said that the personal details that are subjected to disclosure under various law will continue to be disclosed under the RTI Act after the implementation of new data protection rule. Replying to Congress leader Jairam Ramesh on social media platform, Mr. Vaishnav said, this amendment will not restrict disclosure of personal information, as rather it aims to strengthen the privacy rights of the individual and prevents the potential misuse of the law. The minister's reply came after the Mr. Ramesh urged the government to pause, review and repeal Section 44(3) of the Data Protection Act, claiming otherwise it will eliminate the provision in Section 81 of the Right to Information Act 2005, which gives citizens equal right to information. In the IPL T20 cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Royal Challengers Bangalore by 6 wickets in M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. Chasing a target of 164 run by RCB, Delhi Capital made 169 for 4 in 17.5 overs. KL Rahul was highest scorer for Delhi Capital, who remained not out with 93 runs. He was declared player of the match. Today, Chennai Super King will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at the Chidambaram Stadium, Chennai. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.